When we think of the UT Extension Service, we usually think of agriculture and plants and animals and stuff like that. But there's more. Tracy Hackett from the Family and Consumer Science Agent at UT Extension in White County is going to explain some things that divorcing parents may need to know. Are there requirements divorcing parents must meet?
There are several requirements that divorcing parents must meet. One of those is to attend a four-hour Parenting Apart educational workshop. And at the end of that workshop, their certificates of completion are filed in the proper court. There are several places in every community where parents can receive that education. But one of those places in White County is in my office. I lead that 4-hour workshop, and I typically offer it on the third Thursday afternoon of each month in the White County Extension Office.
Children are important in a divorce. How traumatic is it for kids when the parents are going through a divorce?
Child development specialists have found that divorce can be considered an adverse childhood experience. And to put that into perspective, some other events that are considered adverse childhood experiences are abuse, neglect, sick or incarcerated parents. So there's some pretty serious stuff included in that. However, with proper stress management and good communication, more than 80% of children make a healthy transition through their parents' divorce.
We're talking with Tracy Hackett, Family and Consumer Science Agent for the UT Extension Service in White County. How can parents ease that transition?
It's important for them to realize that divorce is a stressful and difficult experience, not only for them, but for their children as well. It's natural to want to protect your children from that pain. So a lot of parents may not talk openly or honestly as possible about what's going on with their children. But it's best for the children if they do talk to them as openly and honestly as possible about what's going on. There are a lot of different factors that play into that, because the different ages of the children will depend on how much they understand and how much you can talk to them about that. But the very best situation is to bring the family together and talk to them about what's going to happen before either parent moves out of the house. If that's not the case, then both parents should try to talk to the children and ask them about their feelings, ask them if everything's okay, tell them that they're still loved by both parents and that sort of thing. Another way to ease the transition after a parent moves out is to keep the basic necessities, like basic toiletries, toys, and some basic wardrobe essentials at each home.
Are there important things that we need to tell the children during this time?
Yes, it's important for children of all ages to be told that they're not at fault for their parents' divorce. It's typical for children of all ages, whether they're small children or teenagers, to feel like they have somehow been a factor in the parents' divorce. And in the time that I've been leading co-parenting workshops, I have yet to hear any parent that's been in the workshops, or any of my friends or family members that I know who are divorced, who have said that the children are a factor. There are always other factors, but children always feel like it's them. And it's important to make the children feel that both parents still love them and that they are not at fault in anything that's going on in the parents' divorce.
Is there anything that divorcing parents should avoid doing or saying with the kids?
Yes. Even the best parents in the world, the child is the thing that they will have in common for the rest of their lives. So it's hard for parents to not use the child as a go-between in an early stages of divorce and even later. But that should be avoided if at all possible. They need to find another medium, such as an email or a text, to communicate. And when it's time for the child to go to the other parent's residence, try to avoid telling the child that you're going to miss them. Rather, form it in a way of saying, I'm glad you're going to have some time with your other parent, and I look forward to seeing you when you get back. Also, don't take it as a red flag if your child reacts to going to the other parent's house and by saying that they don't want to go. That doesn't necessarily mean that there's a reason that the child doesn't want to go long term to see the other parent, more than likely the child may not want to go, but just because they're involved in something that they're enjoying doing at the moment and just don't want to leave it.
Thanks, Tracy. Tracy Hackett, Family and Consumer Science Agent for the UT Extension Service in White County.